Just outside Xenia, Ohio, audiences gather on summer evenings for the outdoor drama Blue Jacket. The actors in the play are low-wage workers. NPR's Noah Adams is traveling north on I-75 from Knoxville, Tennessee to Detroit. Along the way, he's been talking to low-wage workers. Today's report is from Xenia.
You could say the actors in Blue Jacket are low-wage by choice. The pay is indeed quite low, but these are professional acting jobs, offering a credit in a well-respected production and a great deal of camaraderie and fun. For six nights a week in the summer, they're on stage and caught up in frontier history, the conflict between the Shawnee and the white settlers. Flaming arrows fly through the night, knives and spears flash, guns and cannons spit fire. Shawnee warriors, riding bareback, gallop their horses to the fray. The Blue Jacket play is set in a natural amphitheater. The audience sits above what would be the stage, but here the stage is an expanse of sand and rock and trees and a creek flowing beyond. Real birds, real weather.
There'll be something different that happens every night. And it happens, I guess, when you have, what, 38
mm-hmm.
actors.
22 horses.
99 flaming torches.
And a three-acre stage.
It gets a little crazy at times, especially out in the wilderness. It's absolutely wonderful when we have our nice little rain showers that move through as well.
Two of the actors talk with us after the show. R.M. Lane Jr., known as Marcus, is 32. He recently earned an MFA in acting. He does some private teaching and tries to work in theater year-round.
I play Maluntha. He's the oldest Shawnee alive. When they go to war, he is the one who says, "Yay, let's go kick some butt." "I give you my tomahawk to use as your own, knowing in your hands you will keep our people safe from harm."
Kate McFarland is 21. She'll start her senior year in college this fall.
I play Clearwater. She's a young maiden in the Shawnee tribe. She's enamored with Chief Blue Jacket. "Blue Jacket is gone. Perhaps he walks beyond the stars. Know that I will nurture his son with love and teach him of the greatness of his father."
Kate McFarland makes $190 a week, and so does Marcus Lane. Here in the summertime, Blue Jacket actors live in shared apartments. The company pays most of the rent. The actors pay $15 a week. They carpool to work. For everything else, what's left of a $190 paycheck doesn't go far.
"Unfortunately, I am a smoker, so I spend about, you know, $25 on cigarettes a week, $40 on food, $20 on miscellaneous, gas, $15. We go to the thrift store and..."
"I have no problem going into a thrift store, get a nice pair of jeans, a nice jacket, a nice watch, mm-hmm. you know. And something that was bought new last year for $75, I'm getting for $3.
The actors get by with old clothes and ramen noodles and bologna. They make their own entertainment, and they do without the small necessities.
"I need a cell phone, but I can't even afford one. And at the same time, you know, I look at my other friends who have, you know, gone through college and have jobs waiting for them. It makes me a little nervous, but I love acting. I love this art. I love what it does for humanity, I mean, from young to old."
Poverty for actors may indeed be, as Kate McFarland and Marcus Lane describe it, a matter of spirit and not money. Last summer, Lane didn't find acting work, and he took a job changing oil.
"I was making almost double what I'm making right now. I was working at Jiffy Lube. And don't get me wrong, they treated me well as an employee. They paid me well. But my heart wasn't in what I was doing, and I was completely unhappy. It wasn't about getting up and going to work and, man, what I get to do for a living. Or, you know, seeing that one kid in the audience whose face just lights up when he sees, you know, all these Indians walk out on stage for the first time, or the first time a gun goes off, the first time horses come sweeping from every direction. It hits me somewhere in, you know, my heart that if I knew I had enough food to eat to survive, I can get to where I needed to go, you wouldn't have to pay me at all."
"I owed you one."
The actors in Blue Jacket, who take just Monday nights off, have 64 more performances this summer in the countryside near Xenia, Ohio. Noah Adams, NPR News.
Later this week, the concluding story in Noah's series on low-wage workers from Detroit.